A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Yud Zayin, Brachas 17a, pagination page 33. We have on this page, and slightly on the preceding daf as well, a list of special tefillos that different rabbonim would recite at specific times of the year. Some of them were simply at the end of daily Shmona Esrei, and others were associated, as we're saying, with very specific times of the year, after a fast day, Yom Kippur, etc. I'd like to do a few of them and get a sense, partly for where we have number of the tefillos that we have, and also the things that seem to have been very important to these Gedolim. Keep in mind, for example, by Pirkei Avos, that when a specific Gadol Atana is listed as saying a specific quote, the Mefarshim understand that to mean that this was something that was margila bifumei, something that he was accustomed to say on a regular basis, sometimes reflecting the times, the challenges of his specific leadership. And these tefillos give us a glimpse into what was important. If you'll take a glance at the previous page, you'll notice the tefillah of Rav, which is the tefillah that we use by Birchas HaChodesh when we proclaim the time for the new moon, for the new Rosh Chodesh. Also, at the end of the page over there, is the Yehi Ratzon that we recite after Birchas HaShachar every morning. Starting from the very last line of the page over there, Yiratzam lefanecho Hashem Elokeinu, may it be Hashem's will, shetosim shalom b'pamalyo shalmaila, onto Daf Yud Zayin 17a, that you place peace in the heavenly realm. Rashi says this is referring to the way the angels of the different nations interact, so that there should be, to the extent we can, world peace. Eventually, in Mashiach's time, we anticipate true world peace, but this is the tefillah that things should be peaceful, and if they're peaceful in heaven, then the nations that are being represented would follow that lead and be affected by those spiritual energies. Uvapamalya shalmata, and also in the earthly realm, referring to the Chachamim, the Talmidei Chachamim, the scholars, they should get along with each other. Sometimes you have people with enormous potential, and for some reason it's just not clicking, and things go awry. So that's a tefillah here also. Bein HaTalmidim Oskim B'Sarasecha, and among the students who toil in your Torah, Bein Oskim Lishma, Bein Oskim Shelo Lishma, some of them are studying for the right reasons, some of them are not studying for the right reasons, but they should get along. V'chala Oskim Shelo Lishma, and those who are studying without the right reasons, without being so refined, the pursuit of truth, above all, sometimes people start trying to best each other, but Yehi Ratzon Shiyoskim Lishma, may be Hashem's will to influence them that they should toil in Torah for the right reasons. Rabbi Alexandri, another tefillah, Basat Selosei Amar Hachi, he would say the following after his davening, Yiratzon Mofanach Hashem Alokeinu, may be your will Hashem, Sheta'amidenu Bekeren Ora, that you place us in a corner that is lit, in a portion that is lit, illuminated, with options, with light, with energy, with goodness, va'alta ami deino bekeren chasheicha, and don't put our portion in a dark corner. Va'yadva libeinu, our hearts should not be pained, va'yechashku einenu, and our eyes should not be darkened or dimmed, that we, description here of becoming depressed, of lacking vision, he says, let's be energetic, let's be illuminated, bless us in that way. Let's skip to the first wide line, the third word. We have a description of a tefillah that we use on Yomim Noraim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rava Basar Tzlosi Amar Hachi, Rava used to say like this, Elokai, Hashem, Ad shelo notzarti eini kedai, before you created me, I was nothing. Va'achshav shenotzarti ki'ilu lo notzarti, and now, even though you created me, I haven't accomplished much. Ofer ani b'chayoi, I was dirt, I'm dirt in my life, kavachoma b'misasi, and certainly after the person dies, he's dirt, decomposition. Harei ani lefanecha, I am before you, kechlima levusha ochlima, like a vessel of embarrassment. I feel inadequate, especially in your presence. Yiratzam lefanecha, Hashem alokai, may be your will, Hashem, shlo echta'o, that I should not sin anymore. I should not have shortcomings. Umasha chatasi lefanecha, and whatever my shortcomings have been, marek berachamecha harabim, erase through your enormous, abundant mercy. Avalo ayedei yisurim v'chaloyim roim, but don't hit me with afflictions. Don't slam me. Instead, work it out. And this was in fact used by one of the Talmidei Chachamim for Yom Kippur, and it's been adopted, as I mentioned, for our Yomim Noroim Machzor. Marbrei de Ravino Kavim Asayim Tzilosei Yomar Hochi, another tefillah, this is used by our Shmona Esrei at its conclusion. In other words, the actual Shmona Esrei ends with the word Bashalom, and then a person has the right to add on Tachanunim, personal supplications. So besides whatever personal supplications, there's a universal personal supplication, and that comes from here. Elokai, Hashem, Nitzor Lushon Emira, guard my lips, my tongue from bad, Usfasa Midaber Mirmo, and my lips from speaking wrongly, trickery, Velim Kalai Nafshi Sidom, people who curse me, my heart should be quiet. Perhaps this is referring to maintaining your equanimity even in the face of insult. Fenafshi ka'ofer lakoltiya, and my soul to everybody should be like dirt. People should be willing to interact with me and not feel that I'm above them, distant from them, that they can't bond with me. Psach libi b'sarasecha, open my heart with your Torah of mitzvosecha terdof nafshi, and in your mitzvahs, my soul should chase. I should have a desire to be involved in Torah and mitzvahs, which is in fact one of the tefillos here. We'll see if we get to it. V'nashkim, a person should arise, v'nimtza yichul levavenu, and our predisposition should be to be able to serve you. Dropping down a few lines, the beginning of a line, Omar Hochi, another tefillah, which was said at the end of a tainis, Ribono Olamim, Hashem, Golo Yilefanecho, it's revealed before you, Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, a person would bring a korban, and they would bring on the Mizbeach, the fats, the blood, and it would be an atonement. So we say, may it be Hashem's will, that our actual fat and our blood through the fast day has been diminished, and it should be as if it was brought on the Mizbeach. Dropping down towards the bottom of the Amud, towards the bottom of the page, about 10 lines from the bottom, we'll see that the Gemara kind of transitions from these personal supplications and prayers to margula bifumes, things that were often said by a particular person. So about 10 lines from the bottom, the first word on the line is nivra, and then we start with margula bifume. Margula bifume de Rav. Rav used to say as follows, lo kol hamazeh olam haba, this world is not like the next world. Now it's important to understand what olam haba is referring to. There are three things that we often refer to as Olam Haba. One is sometimes referred to as Gan Eden, where the soul separates after death from the body and is in a storehouse where it's energized for the future, presents itself in front of Hashem. That's what we describe as happening after 120, after a person dies. That's the Olam Haba that's referred to in that context. Another Olam Haba is in the times of Mashiach, which is really the same as today's world, but there'll be universal knowledge of Hashem and world peace. The Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, but it's going to be normal human living. And then there's an Olam Haba that happens even after that, where the body and soul truly bond beautifully, and the people who are dead, if they're worthy, come back to life. So you have to know exactly, whenever you see the word Olam Haba, how to apply it. Ha'olam Haba, the world to come, ein bo lo achilo v'lo shesia, v'lo piria v'rivya. The Olam Haba that he refers to here is not going to have eating, drinking, or be fruitful and multiply. V'lo masa umatan, and not regular commerce. V'lo kina v'lo sina v'lo sachros, and not jealousy and hatred. Ela tzadikim yoshvim v'itroseim b'rasheim. Tzadikim sit crowned, whatever that means. V'nen in miziv hashchina, benefiting from Hashem's glow. And that's a tremendous level. Again, we have to always define which time in the timeline we're referring to. I see we're out of time. There is a lot of great additional material here towards the bottom of the Amud, which I will be forced to assign you for homework or Mitzvah Shem on a later date. Thank you so much. Have a great day.